Right now, time for the birthday scam.
Call up Cindy. Her coworkers thought this would be funny because she's got a camping trip scheduled, and it's a very popular campground. She's already got the reservation in. She thinks, though, that they play favorites up there. But she did get in. I'm going to call now, though, to say that there's been a double booking and she can't come on her weekend.
Superscope.
Cindy, this is Ed from up in Cold Spring.
Yeah.
Park, how are you?
Yes, sir. I'm fine. How are you?
Well, a problem has come up, and it turned out somebody double booked you, and we're not going to be able to honor your reservation.
Okay. When did this problem come up?
I just discovered it here over the weekend, and as one of my people wrote it in wrong. Somebody had already been booked. So I want to apologize for that. Did you have a deposit down at all?
Yes, I already did.
How much did you put down?
$30.
Yeah. What I'd like to do is hang on to that deposit and see if we can't book you in another weekend.
You know, I'm really not happy about that.
Well, these things happen.
It's
awful busy up here.
Yeah, and the first thing is that weekend, there was only 3 lots left.
So what are you saying?
What I'm saying is I think somebody's doing something that they shouldn't be down there.
We book everybody in fairly. Or you think people get special advantage up here or something?
I believe they do.
This happened fair and square. Nobody got any preferential treatment. Your spaces happen to have been booked by my brother-in-law, but it was before you. There was no special favoritism given.
Ed?
Yeah.
I've never had to deal with anyone like this.
Well, I'd just like to put you in on a different weekend. Couldn't we do that?
No. That's not the weekend I wanted to go.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to keep your deposit then.
No, I don't really think so. I think
well,
I need to get in touch with someone else and find out what's going on.
Well, I'm the head guy.
Okay.
Well, there is one other option we have. Now, we do have, they're not the best spaces. They're over by where the dumpsters are. And that's not as bad as it sounds.
Ed,
I mean, they're very nice.
Ed, I'm driving to Cold Springs.
You're driving here?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because I'm going to have to come see you, and we're going to have to talk face-to-face.
The dumpster sites are very nice.
Ed?
The coons come out every evening to feed in the dumpsters, and it's quite a
Ed?
Sight to see. Just don't try and feed them, because they're nasty little critters. You get to see them crawl in every evening.
Who is
to
this?
Do their feeding.
Who is this?
Are you going to have a tent?
I'm going to have a fit if you don't tell me who this is.
Because I could come visit you in your tent.
You cannot come visit me in my tent.
Pay you a little
house
call.
You want to get my blood pressure up.
I tell you who we booked your site to. There was a booking error. It went to Dean and Raj. And so they're going to have
and
your
site. I'm going to smack y'all's head off.
It's
you cannot sleep with me in the Kings. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Don't do that to me.
This is from Rick. Wanted us to scam you.
Who?
From Rick?
Rick?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to kill it.
I know.
Oh.
Thank you very much, Cindy.
Thank you.